What is an exciting week for East Kerry GAA in our 100th year. On Sunday, the 2025 O'Donoghue Cup final takes place at Fitzgerald Stadium between Rathmore and Dr. Crokes. Tonight I'm in Rathmore and delighted to be joined by Chairperson Kieran O'Keefe, Manager David McCarthy and the team captain Brian Friel. Thanks for joining me tonight, lads. David, we're here again. We were here 12 months ago preparing for a final and you're back in again after a long year. It started probably February 1 to end. We're here back again in another O'Donoghue Cup final.
Yeah, we are. Great to be back in it, Mike. Yeah, it's a long year. We started the end of January, and obviously we've got the three championships with the county and the club, and then onto the O'Donoghue Cup. So it's a long year, but it's a great position to be in at the end of the year. There's nothing better than leading up to the Christmas, and you're facing into a championship final, against top opposition as always in East Kerry. So yeah, great to be back and looking forward to now Sunday.
And Kieran, like I said, started with a win in the East Kerry League back in March, and in your county league campaign was a mixed one, I think. But in the club championship, we got to the semi-final, and then the county championship, the great win against East Kerry in their quarter-final, probably your best performance in the year.
Yeah, probably was the best performance of the year. The county league went okay for us, retaining our Division 1 status. We're probably disappointed in losing the club semi-final to Nagael on the night, and we were delighted with our win against East Kerry, and unfortunately we came up short against the Stacks. But all in all, I think for the team is improving since we've become seniors, so we're happy with the progress we've made to date, and we're absolutely delighted to be in the O'Donoghue Cup final again this year.
Yes, and Brian, straight after that Austin Stack defeat, he didn't have much time to wallow in it because he had to pay Skinnygwilla, the neighbours from up the road, 7 days later.
Yeah, that's true. We played Skinnygwilla away, which is always a tough place to go. So we were happy to come away with the win there. Skinnygwilla are a strong side. They've shown it this year with their kick of a ball away from an intermediate final, so we were just delighted to get the win there.
And you did a great start that day. I think you were 1-9 to 1 up, but you only won by a score in the end. It got back to a goal, and if they had a minute or two more, it could have changed.
Yeah, we probably weren't overly happy with the performance. We probably played well in patches, so hopefully on Sunday we can turn those patches into 60 minutes.
And then, David, it was on to the semi-final against Kenmare Shamrocks, who had a great win against Glenfleske in the quarter-final, so he knew that would be a tough game again.
Yeah, it's always tough. Look, I suppose we've played Kinmare a good few times now in the last few seasons, and you know, you always know what you're going to get with Kinmare. And look, I suppose it was a big challenge for us too. We were back in the semi-final again. Obviously, like Kieran said there, we were very disappointed after the club semi-final last in a Gale. And you know, we fell short. You know, we just didn't perform on the day against Stacks overall. But obviously, we two semi-final losses, which are obviously hard to take. We bounced back against Skinnygwilla, probably a hit and miss performance, was solid enough, but inconsistent. So, you know, it was a tough thing mentally again back into a semi-final and to try and get over a semi-final back inside in Fitzgerald Stadium after losing there not so long ago. Look, I suppose it was a tough game, tough game throughout. The first half was dead even, and we probably hit a purple patch in the third quarter where we went up 9 points. Kinmare do what they always do. They pulled it back and made it very difficult for us, and we just spoke it over the line, Dean, Mike.
Yeah, and Kieran, now obviously we're ready for Sunday. Now we're back in the final after last year. What's the buzz like around the parish?
I think the buzz is good, and it's building now this week. And it's a historic year, being the 100 years of East Kerry, and we really do appreciate our involvement in East Kerry, and we, all our teams, like to participate in the East Kerry Leagues and Championships. So we're really looking forward to it. And I'm sure, knowing the Rathmore support, and support in particular over the last 3 or 4 years, we've had big support. So we're hoping that big support will travel again on Sunday to Killarney.
And I see it here in the summer there, the summer nights, not like tonight now in the dark, but the fields there are packed. You've got four games going on at once, or four bits of things on.
Yeah, we're very lucky to have the facilities we have, and having the three pitches, and then full in the summertime with both hurlers and footballers and ladies and all the underage, it's great to see, and we really, really do enjoy when the place is full here on any night of the week. We really, really enjoy seeing all the pitches and the facilities being used.
And Brian, just back to last year's final, what did you learn from that final that you've taken to this year's one?
Yeah, look, I think we were probably a mixed bag that year. I suppose we had a lot of younger fellas mixed with a few experienced fellas, and I suppose this year we're kind of taking, we're holding on to the experience of being in a final and winning, and hopefully we can play on that on Sunday and help us get over the line.
Yes, and David, just after half-time last year, I think Alan Dineen got a goal free, but Kilcumin went down and got a goal again, and he left him 5 or 6 points down at that stage. But he finished that match real strong to claim the win.
We did, Mike, to be honest. Like the first half, the first half of that game, we played really, really poor. You know, we were down 5 at half-time in that game, and you know, we got that goal. We conceded a soft goal in the other end. You know, which put us back, and the result looked very much in doubt at that stage, to be honest, Mike. You know, it was huge character by our boys. Even in that part of the game, Kilcumin had a black card. They were down to 14, and we didn't make use of that black card at all. I think it was like the 56th or 57th minute in that game where we actually took the lead for the first time. But like Brian said there, like that was absolutely massive. We had an awful lot of young players come into the team last year, and a lot of fellas that didn't have an O'Donoghue Cup medal, I suppose, before that final. And for them, you know, to go into a game like that against a really tough opposition in Kilcumin, and you know, when things were totally against the odds, to pull it over the line, absolutely huge. A huge thing. We hadn't won an O'Donoghue Cup for a good few years before that, so huge to win one again, huge for the younger players. And look, that's where you want to be in them games and in those battles, and obviously you want to be coming out on top of them.
And Kieran, the O'Donoghue Cup has always had a huge part to play at Raphoe since your first win in 1963. I think you've won 9 of them, correct?
Yeah, nine is correct. Our first was 63, and we beat the Crocs in that final, and we were the first rural club to win the O'Donoghue Cup. I suppose we won it in 84. Well, obviously we won it in 78, but in 84 was another historic year, as it was the centenary of the GAA, so it was historic to win it that year. And we won it again in 2005, and then we had the 4 in a row, and now we had last year's win again. And the O'Donoghue Cup has always been a big competition for Rathmore, and it's a competition that we always try and win. And I suppose the quality of the teams in East Kerry is high, having so many senior teams, intermediate teams, and junior teams, the quality in East Kerry is very, very high. So winning it is always a priority for the Rathmore club.
Yes, and Brian, on to your final opponents now, Dr. Crokes. Mm-hmm. Every year they're thereabouts, and you know it's going to be a tough challenge the next day.
Yeah. Look, obviously it's well documented the quality that Crokes have and the attractive style of football that they play. And look, they've been setting the bar in terms of Kerry club football for as far as I can remember, and that's shown with the amount of guys they've involved in the inter-county setups. But that said, like, are we capable of winning next Sunday 100%? And we'll be going into the game full of confidence that we can do so.
And David, like Brian says, nothing but a tough challenge from the Crokes the next day expected.
Yeah, look, it's a huge challenge, Mike, I suppose. You know, last year we went into the final against Kilcumin, and you know we had that favourites tag, I suppose. But, you know, there was that bit of pressure last year going into that as favourites. We were expected to win the game, and you know we were on the other side of it this year, where we're probably going in. We're playing the senior club champions, All Ireland semi finalists last year. You know, we're going as underdogs this year. We played the Crokes a good few times over the last few years in championship football, and we've come up the. Come out the wrong side of those battles, so it's a huge challenge for us, Mike. Absolutely huge. Look, the quality the Crokes have, we're under no illusion of the quality they have all over the pitch. How comfortable they are on the ball, and you, they're going to bring you know, they're going to bring a huge test to us on Sunday. I suppose the big thing we can't afford this year, you know, like I said, we started that final badly last year. You know, we need to start the final this year much stronger and take the game to Crokes rather than letting them take the game to us. But yeah, look, we're looking forward to the challenge, I suppose. tis a big rivalry in East Kerry, and there's been a serious battle over the last 10 or 15 years between us and Croke. So we're really looking forward to it, and it's a big test for us, and looking forward to it.
And finally, Kieran, you're expecting a good match on Sunday between two top quality teams.
Yeah, I'm expecting a good game. And in fairness to the Crokes, they've always been the standard bearers, and both in East Kerry and in the county as a club. So I think there'd be a mutual respect between the two teams, and I'm expecting that it will be a very good game. I think maybe a little bit of contrast in styles between the two teams, but I think that will add to the game and to the spectacle for the spectators, and I'm expecting a very good game. And obviously, Crokes, being Crokes, will be favourites, and maybe the fact that they have so much success in this competition and in county competitions always makes them favourites most days they go out on the field. And we'll enjoy that, being the underdog.
Yes, a chance to win two in a row would be good. He'd enjoy that a lot, I'd say.
We will, yeah.
So thanks to Brian, David and Kieran for their time tonight, and good luck to Rathmore on Sunday in the prestigious 100th anniversary year of the O'Donoghue Cup. Thanks, lads.
Thanks so much, Mike.